changes to the tentative agenda? Oops, I apologize. Board of Supervisors, Duane County Board of Supervisors, August 13th, 2019. Meeting with department heads and elected officials. Carrie Johnson, Duane County Auditor.
Good morning, I've got lots of stuff to report. Yesterday was the first day for the City of Burlington candidates filing period for the October the 8th city primary. If they get more than four candidates, then we will have the primary on October the 8th. And if we don't, then they will just go forward to the November the 5th combined city slash school election. And we have so far received one person file papers, Robert Kritzer. And so we'll see how many more we get for the City of Burlington candidates. They have until August the 29th to file their papers here in the auditor's office. And then for the combined city and school elections, I'll keep reminding you that all of those candidates for the school, they have to file their papers with the school secretaries. And their filing period is August 26th through September the 19th. And then all of the other cities, which would be Danville, Minneapolis, Middletown, and West Burlington, they all file, their candidate filing period is the same as the school, which is August 26th through September the 19th. And they will file down here at the courthouse, in the auditor's office. And if any of those candidates want to know how many signatures they need, they can always contact the office and check with us or check with their school secretary. So the activity is starting.
Thanks, Terry. Mike Jones, Johnson, Duane County Sheriff.
Good morning, Tom. Of course, we're busy this time of year, but we don't have a lot to report at this point. Working jury trials with Lisa and security for those kind of things, so we're busy with that. Thanks.
Rodney Gleesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Pretty much business as usual. I'm going to attend a meeting tomorrow at City Hall about the Tiger Grant that the city's doing with the improvements to Main Street, Jefferson, and the riverfront. So I'm going to attend that tomorrow and see what that has some input and see the engineer, whatever they have there. So other than that, nothing at this time.
Thank you. Janelle Nelly Longquist, Duane County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. We're currently processing the 2018 property tax statements, so I hope to have them out no later than the first of next week. If any luck at all, it'll be by the end of the week. But we're busy down there stuffing. And
something to look forward to.
Well, I guess, yeah. Maybe so.
You can lose mine if you want to.
I'll let the Postal Service do that, okay?
Christopher Pogemiller, Local Health.
Good morning. Really nothing new to report. We're just keeping this a busy time of the year for us with our clinics. Kids getting ready to go back to school, so we're busy with immunizations. That's all I have.
Thank you. Lisa Schaefer, Duane County Attorney.
Hi, nice to be back. We finished our first of our many murder trials yet to do this year. On Friday, the jury is just began deliberating just a few minutes ago. Just really busy. We have trials again this week for less serious offenses, but still felonies. One of the things that I did notice about the trial is our courtroom upstairs is electronically deficient. So one of the things we're going to be looking at is how to maybe use our incentive funds to better equip the courtroom with televisions and speakers and sound to kind of keep up with the kind of evidence that we're presenting now, which is for the most part going to be digital rather than paper, and how to get that courtroom equipped in such a way that we can best do that to aid the jury in making their decisions. So that'll be a project we'll be working on probably this fall.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Just a couple updates, just kind of on the disaster side of things, I guess. Met with some reps with the Federal Highway ER program. That's a kind of a, there's FEMA and then there's ER when you get into the road side of things. Met with them this morning on a couple sites. One site we've already done with and sounds like we'll get full reimbursement on. The other site was the slide on Highway 99, just north of Kingston. That, of course, is going to be a more complicated site. Sounds like some benefit cost ratio stuff, and see where the stats come out and see if they're willing to help us, assist us with the project there. I have requested, I think, just a verbal summary of what I'm requesting is basically a full engineered, full-blown precast or cast-in-place retaining wall through there. So we'll see where it goes. Very early in the process, but we'll see what happens. Meeting with FEMA tomorrow, sounds like a bigger meeting, and just go through all the projects, and this isn't our first FEMA meeting, just one in the line of many. So we'll have that tomorrow. And the guys are still knocking FEMA projects off, so I'm pleased with that. Just get as many done as we can and see if we can't wrap them all up before wintertime. We're getting ready. After tomorrow, we will send out bids, I guess just as a heads up, for some debris removal projects underneath bridges. We have two different bridges that have piles of trees underneath them, and we bid that out. We're not set up to handle that safely, that kind of work safely. It takes a different kind of equipment than we have. So we'll get that fired off. I'm just waiting for this meeting tomorrow to make sure everything I need to put in my bid package works for them, and then we'll send that out. We'll have to request an extension because the first time frame for that work to be done is sometime latter part of September or something like that, and we obviously aren't going to hit that. So I think the extension is a 6-month extension, and I've already been told that it's almost automatic. We've already had some preliminary discussions, so that should just be fine with that. Sperry Road's closed still. Bridge project's going on. I think that's going to stay the same for a little while, but they are making headway. A DOT project has 180th Street closed. So that was brought up with me because with Sperry Road being closed because of our project and 180th being closed because of the DOT project, that does make for a bit longer of a route for some people out in that area. Such is life. I just random timing. So I'm sure that 180th will be closed far shorter than our bridge project. But either way, that is closed for now, and the contractor really hasn't started doing much work there, but it won't take long, I don't believe. Flint Bottom is back open. I mentioned it, I think, last week, but it is back open. So otherwise, a lot of stuff going on. So
nice job on Flint Bottom, too.
I actually haven't had the opportunity to be through there, so I'm glad to hear that.
It's amazing. I when Julie was here and talked about it, my question was whether they get the concrete poured, and it's nice. I mean, they way farther than I ever thought. I don't know how they did it in 20 days.
They weren't happy about the 20 days.
I heard the engineer was had new names.
I didn't have too much pity for them. They bid it with that 20 days in there. They knew it coming into it. So, and they got it done, yeah. Just as a point of reference. Actually, a couple days early.
Yeah, you could work.
So it worked out just fine, and it shortened the headache for people having to go around. So yeah, I'm glad that's open. That's good connectivity there.
I had comments on the edge of the road breaking off, like along Old 34,
yep.
By Milltown Danville.
Yeah.
What's caused that?
Combination. A lot of what you're seeing on Old 34 happened in the area that railroad, where the railroads were, where all the traffic was crossing over. We had a lot of problems that way, and that's because that was never designed or meant for traffic on that age of pavement to be going the way it was, where we had the traffic moving over. Otherwise, it's just, you know, your gravel shoulders wear away a little bit and you lose that edge support, and that asphalt kind of breaks away in layers when it gets to a certain age, and that's what we're seeing there. And there's not a great fix to that. You try to keep your gravel up as best you can, but it's just older pavement and a lot of wear and tear. And that asphalt actually isn't that terribly old. We've done that. That was done about 15 years ago, give or take. Right after I got here, the DOT did a project there. But it's just the nature of it. There's quite a bit of traffic there, probably more than people realize. So just a kind of a culmination of a lot of factors. So.
Brian, I have a question. I noticed it up on Prairie or Pleasant Grove Road now, you have all that heavy truck traffic running back and forth on the county road. And obviously there's gonna be wear and tear on that. When that new blacktop was put in, we had the flood and all those trucks ran from the quarry up and down that road, breaking it down, and now you've got continued truck traffic. Is there any accommodation from the state on, you know, the wear and tear of that road? I mean, that Pleasant Grove road.
Pleasant Grove?
Yeah.
They do an evaluation of it ahead of their project. And then at some point in the latter stages or at the end of their project, they'll do another evaluation. I don't have a lot of hopes, to be honest with you, that there'll be anything financially from them on that. But having said that, we had a lot of blow-ups last summer, which were not related to the traffic. Those were related to just weather and old pavement. And beyond that, I can only probably come up with one or two spots that I think there was some level of a failure because of it. Otherwise, even though it's an old pavement, I think it's handled it fairly well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long ways from new to start with, and this certainly, you know, it's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of traffic. So I don't know that I have high hopes of, but they do, to answer your questions, yes, they come and do, I believe they actually do a video log, and then they go through some sort of evaluation analysis. Or like a statistical analysis of the pavement itself, and then again they'll come back and do one after the project. There'll probably be multiple of them, because I'm guessing this won't be the last time that's used, if I had to guess, but time will tell. But so I'll be curious to see where that comes out of. They do that far more than anybody realizes, because anytime they use a county road as a haul route, so there's a sand plant south of town. And when they haul sand out of that for a DOT project, same thing happens down there. They evaluate that route ahead of time and afterwards. And so Pleasant Grove's got the same situation.
Well, it was asked of me a couple different times, and I kind of noticed, I was up on it the other day, I thought, this can't be good on this old road, all these truck traffic. And
well, no, I mean, you definitely rather not have it, no question about it. But like I said, so far, looking at it just as immediate failures, as almost everything I can think of was probably more related to heat. Maybe the traffic accelerated it, and I don't know whether it did or not, but we got all those patched in. Maybe we'll get some reimbursements on some of that too. I haven't ruled that out. We'll just see how things play out.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian. Colin Gerst, IT.
Keeping busy like always, but nothing really new to report.
Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Good morning. We have our meetings, our regional meetings tomorrow, so we'll keep working on things like timelines to come into compliance with the new regulations and the new services and everything that are coming for children, and starting, you know, it won't be very long before we'll start a children's advisory board and things like that that's in the legislation. So we're still working on all those things, and expect to have some good discussions tomorrow.
Go ahead.
I say it looks like next week maybe we have some good discussions up there to get this children's thing funded.
Yes. There's still no funding attached to it.
No funding. We need to get our people up and the noise up.
See, looks like you've got an agreement with the University of Iowa for assertive community treatment.
Yeah. That's for a part of our region. They couldn't cover the whole region.
How much are they covering?
I think 2 to 3 counties. So, and there may be partial counties. They may not even be the full counties, but we're trying to get an agreement for the full counties, maybe 2 or 3 of them. There have been discussions about it, and it would help us to show the state that we're doing something in that required service area. Even though it wouldn't be, you know, full services throughout the region, it'd be a start. So yeah. Yep,
thanks,
there have been meetings. Yep.
Thanks, Jim. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Let's see, this last weekend we had our couple big kind of end of summer events. We had our volunteer recognition dinner. on Friday night, which was well attended. I don't know, we had 30-ish or so like we usually have. We awarded Kate Williams our Environmental Educator of the Year Award for all the work and volunteer time she's put into Starscape and summer camps, and she's helped us build up some databases actually for like our nesting box program, a bunch of different things. We recognize the Friends of Des Moines County Conservation for all of their work, especially on Zion Schoolhouse. We've essentially kind of been hands-off on that one. They've adopted that place. They've patched the roof. They're planning on putting a new roof on it. They're doing some interior work. It was really kind of starting to decay, so they're reviving that. And then a bunch of other stuff. They've done a bunch of other fundraising. They put wayfinding signs on the trails up at Big Hollow, just all sorts of projects. And it's just, they do this stuff. They run with it. They you know, call us up and say, hey, we're thinking this would be a great thing to do. We're like, you know, fantastic. And they do it. So it's been fantastic. And then our Volunteer of the Year, we recognized Colette and Otto Grunewald. They're our camp hosts up at Big Hollow. When they agreed to camp host up there, I don't know that they fully expected what they were getting into with the explosion of that park up there. And I mean, they are the face of that park. There's not a camper that we've talked to that haven't said, you know, what a great asset they are in that park. They come and they greet everybody. Colette even goes as far as when she leaves the campground, she puts her phone number on her camper door so that people can call her with questions, which is impressive for a semi-volunteer to do. And so the work that they put in, I mean, them two put in the work of an army up there. And so that was great. Our summer celebration event on Saturday went well. We figured we had somewhere between 200 and 300 people come out there to Starscape through the course of the day. We ran shovels up to Big Hollow, showed off the new playground, the new pond. People went back and walked the new trail there to Starscape. We had lunch. So just a really good time that one was. Again, like Brian said, we have a FEMA meeting coming up on be next Monday to sit down. Our public assistance request was approved, and so now we got to sit down and hash out all the details. So we'll be doing that on Monday. Now that all of our boat ramps are finally out of the water, we do have three of the boat docks out at Sullivan Slough, Casey Barrow, and Hawkeye Dobie. Tama's won't go out until the river gets, well, I don't know if Tama's is going to go out. That one, that ramp, and that walkway to that dock sits so incredibly low that even as of yesterday when I drove out to it, that concrete walkway was still under the water and the river's down to 10-something foot. If the river gets way down to where you normally see like late summer pool, we're actually going to go in, we're going to take that concrete walkway out of there because it's underwater all the time, it's actually more of a hazard than it is a benefit. And so we're going to probably rent some equipment or borrow something. We're going to jackhammer that out of there, and then we'll just do like what we do at Sullivan Slough, where we just sit at the end of the dock walkway on the shoreline and then just move it in and out as the river comes up and down until we can buy some more sections and do like what the City of Burlington does down here, where they've got multiple sections that just kind of come up the ramp. It is on our radar. We get a lot of complaints about that ramp there. It is on our radar to do an overhaul on that one. It's just one of those things that means that it is on the river. It sits very low. There's a lot of permitting that are going to be involved and some pretty significant cost and upfront planning. And so it is something we want to do. It's on our radar to do. It's just one of those things that can't happen quick. We get a lot of people say just dump a bunch of rock off to the side of the ramp because it's a little bit steeper and we could use this at higher water. You can't just go dumping a bunch of rock into the river, unfortunately. And so we're working on that. Let's see. We did get notification that we got approved for an AmeriCorps NCCC crew this fall. So we'll be bringing in a crew of 8 to 10 college age folks. They'll be with us for 2 weeks. I had applied for 8 weeks and got them for two. They'll be doing mostly invasive species removal at Big Hollow and Stars Cave, but because that gets so redundant, we'll probably break them off and have them do some trail repairs at both places for a couple of those days while we're here. And so that's coming up. Labor Day is just around the corner. We're sold out at Big Hollow. In fact, I think we're sold out every weekend from now until after Labor Day for our reservable spots. Means that we do allow 2 weeks stay. If somebody wants to get in for Labor Day, you could show up as early as this coming Monday,
get your spot, and then your 2 weeks would expire on Labor Day itself. And so I fully expect we will have people pull in on Monday simply so that they have a spot for Labor Day weekend. I have tried to get a hold of Geode. If anybody has any information on if or when Geode's campground is going to open this year, I would love to hear it. I have called out there numerous times. I have driven out there. I can't seem to find anybody that can tell me. I was really hoping that they'd say, yeah, we'll be open by Labor Day, and all of these people that need more camp spots, I can say, we got Geode back open. I don't know. So if anybody has any information on that, I would love to hear it. Thursday, we have a full moon paddle in the park. That event is full, but we host paddle in the park, so these are guided canoe tours on Big Hollow that we do once a month. This one is going to be the one full moon paddle that we do every year, and so really kind of a neat event. And we are doing canoe rentals at Big Hollow now, have been for a little while. We do them right out of the campground, so go and see the camp host. They're kind of a as-available type basis, so you know, if we're not using them for like a summer camp program or one of our programs and the canoes are available, you can rent them through the campus there and take a canoe out on the lake. I think we probably have a bunch of other things going on right now, but that's kind of the highlights. So that's it for now.
Thanks, Chris.
Zach James, land use.
All right, we've got a subdivision on the agenda today. We've got a couple other ones that are out for review. And actually probably have another, at least one, I think maybe even two, that'll probably be coming out for review here in the near future as well. And we just had a lot of phone calls and questions, as usual. Seems like a lot of floodplain questions recently. So, but a couple other subdivision questions recently. So just continue to try and answer questions and help people out and get them through the process. So that's about it.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Does anybody? Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence? Have you none?
No.
Received a discussion and vote via payroll claims reimbursements in amount of $2,323.27.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
We have the resolution and final plat of the Wild Dog Ranch subdivision.
All right, this is a request for a minor subdivision by Doug and Tracy Beckman at 14903 North Prairie Grove Road, requesting final plat approval for Wild Dog Ranch subdivision. It's located in Danville Township. It's actually part of, I'm not gonna list all these, but it's in four different section lines here. So one lot, it's about 3.5 acres. It's kind of wooded area, it's all within their family. Currently they've got there's an old quarry that's basically a lake to the north, and they kind of have a private campground in that area. So they're subdividing this off as a separate piece for, that they'll eventually put a separate cabin on it at some point. So. Went through the review process, didn't have any comments. Ran a staff and got all the sign-off sheets from everyone, so we would recommend approval of Wild Dog Ranch subdivision.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Zach, thanks for sending them things ahead of time so we can look at all that. That really helps.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks, Seth. We'll get this signed right up.
Yeah,
I'll store it for you. Okay, we have an assignment of a Des Moines County tax sale certificate. We've had several of these in the last few weeks. Byron Gashler would like Des Moines County to assign over their interest in a tax sale 180440 to him for investment purposes. He is willing to pay 100% of all the delinquent taxes owing and currently paying on the project, on the parcel, in the amount of $752, as well as the $10 assignment fee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
We have a request for suspension of taxes pursuant to Iowa Code Section 427.9. See these regularly, this Department of Human Services approves the suspension of these taxes, and they will be collected when either the individual is able to pay them or the property is sold, they will be collected.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel actions. Two personnel actions for the auditor. We have the retirement of Terry Hummer, effective August 30th, 2019. Second deputy will be missed.
Yes, she will be.
Yes, she will be. Wish her the best. I will wish her that myself.
Okay.
So, and we have a new hire, Kathy Hausman, a clerk two. The new rate will be $26,303.72.
Move to approve both of them with a lot of regrets on Mrs. Hummer. She is one to be met.
Yes. Be approved. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have three personnel actions for the correctional center. We have a 36-month step increase for Joseph Dolph, a full-time correctional officer. Previous rate was $41,191.09 a year. The new rate is $42,001.69 a year. We have an 18-month step increase for Alexis Farron, a full-time correctional officer. The previous rate was $39,522.03 a year. The new rate is $40,396.34 a year. And we have a 12-month step increase for Tanner Whalen, a part-time kitchen assistant. Previous rate was $9.85 an hour. The new rate is $10.83 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel action for emergency management. We have the resignation of Angela Moore, volunteer coordinator and administrative assistant, effective August 7th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a personnel action for local health. We have Megan Gaughan, a new full-time public health nurse, salary $48,697.38 annually, effective August 5th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have a personnel action for the Sheriff's Department. We have Tom Pine, part-time courthouse security officer, at the rate of $18.30 an hour.
Move to
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
We have the clerk of courts report of fees collected for July 2019. We have the recorder's monthly report for July 2019. We have the general assistance monthly report for July 2019. We have the sheriff's monthly report for July 2019. We have the Veterans Affairs report for July 2019. Got lots of reports. And we have the GASB 75 interim actuarial valuation report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019. These reports will all be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of August 6th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Is there any other business?
Yeah, Sheriff Johnson's still in there. Okay, Rodney. Sheriff Johnson and I was the other day, in the courthouse here, and a couple ladies that work here was complaining about the parking lot out here. We'd like to get a work station together. Would that be okay with you? We've got some ideas on it, so that sound good to you guys?
No, we're complaining about us, really. I want to know what I'm walking into. Yeah, it's fine with me.
Yeah. I think they'd made you aware of it before. It's on these handicap places down here on the lower parking lot.
Nobody's mentioned anything to me lately, so I'm not sure.
I must have the wrong information from them then.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, we can take a look at it. No
okay,
problem.
Maybe we can put that on the agenda for next week then. Thank you.
No problem. Committee reports.
I missed a couple of good meetings from the Conservation Commission because of the cold I had. About the time I was heading out the door, started coughing fit, and I thought maybe they didn't want to be around me, so I stayed home. I missed the appreciation, so I missed a free dinner too. That's against my judgment, but. For the people that I was going to be there, that's right. Nasty cold. I got it from Tom.
Here you go.
I just had a conference call with the workforce, you know, and getting some stuff taken care of with the CEOs, with the supervisors in the county. And, we had some stuff we still had to go over. That's two of them in 2 weeks' time, so we got that taken care of. And yesterday I was down and met with Rachel Della down there. Della Schmidt, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I met with Della Schmidt down there yesterday. And
I haven't got that job done yet.
And,
I don't mean job, nice chore.
Yeah. And that was a good meeting. So that's all I had.
I attended the County Safety Committee and the active shooter drill that had to be canceled. The presidential candidate failed to show up. Anyway, it's been tentatively rescheduled for October 8th, tentatively. And also, I believe they're planning a fire drill in October. So that's all I'd had. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record.
I knew those two girls were going to sit there.
Hi, I'm Kay Sackville Brewer, 1103 Linwood Drive, Burlington. Rachel Lundy, in fact, Cascade Terrace, Burlington. And we are here representing the Greater Burlington Partnership. And on behalf of the Burlington Rag Rye Planning Committee, we just wanted to thank Des Moines County for all of your support and a great partnership in welcoming the thousands of bicycle riders and their support crews to the community and the county on July 26th. Numerous departments from Des Moines County stepped up to help showcase the area and welcome them all into the area and ensure that we were ready to host them and have a good time and give them the opportunity to see the highlights of our area. With several individuals volunteered their time, offered insight on all of the thousands of logistics and details we had to coordinate for them, or simply were meeting with our Rag Rye officials that came down from Des Moines. Those included DESCOM, the Sheriff's Department, Emergency Management, and the Roads Department during our planning process. We also had several individuals from various departments who volunteered the day of or the day after for cleanup, and that was greatly appreciated.
That goes to the three of you too.
So we heard from numerous riders and volunteers about their experiences, and we just wanted to share a couple things that we heard. From Shelley of the Quad Cities, I just wanted to tell you what a nice job Burlington did with Rag Rye. It was a long day rolling in through Geode State Park, West Burlington, and then on to Burlington, but the hospitality was great. We stayed at a beautiful park and I heard great things from friends who ventured downtown. I know that so much work to pull together, so I wanted to share it was well received. Lori Eugenicio sent us a note and she says, I just wanted to take the time to thank you for this opportunity to volunteer for Rag Rye. The team of volunteers I worked with were awesome. Every one of the crew were so helpful and friendly. Kudos to the setup and all the volunteers. In talking to the Rag Rye participants, Burlington was a favorite among them. I look forward to my next trip from Burlington to Burlington. So thank you again for your flexible and supportive of this Iowa tradition. The Burlington Rag Rye Planning Committee is very appreciative for all of your efforts. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm aware that the two of you and your team were working 26 or 27 hours a day.
Yes.
For a couple, 3 months. So the community really appreciates the way you guys, the work you put into it. So thank you. And everyone enjoyed it.
For the people that don't know out there, Rachel's dad is the supervisor for Henry County. And she even got him over here to help Des Moines County. Now, she did a good job there.
And Rachel's a nice person, so don't hold that against her.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
You know, we really do owe, we owe the chamber or the partnership a lot of thanks because you guys do so much work. And it would be a reflect on our budget if we'd have to do some economic development, more of it. Without you guys.
Okay, no problem. You're welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you again. Any other public input? Seeing no one rise with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Yes.